It's time now for this week's Caregiver Corner, and joining us in studio, Lark Trigstad is in. Lark, good morning. Good to see you. Good to enjoy another beautiful day.
Great. It was absolutely gorgeous on the country this morning.
Yeah, I mean, just I could get used to this weather in July.
I know. We're spoiled.
We are spoiled. We are spoiled. But we're not talking about the weather today. We are going to talk about what type of caregiver are you. Lark has a picture of an ostrich here today. I'm still trying to figure this one out. I'm guessing it has something to do with sticking your head in the sand, maybe.
Yeah.
So what's up with the ostrich?
Well, I was researching a web link called Louie Warriors, and it's about caregivers helping caregivers. And this is a link about Louie body dementia and caregiving. A post caught my eye about what kind of caregiver are you? A wife remarked that during her 6 years since her husband's diagnosis, she had met four categories of caregivers. Each had an advantage and disadvantage in their style. So let's take a look.
All right. Well, let's look at the first one, the martyr. The martyrs love to complain about how horrible their lives are. They share the horrible experiences their loved ones put them through with anyone who will listen. Rarely do they talk about their loved one's illness without emphasizing how difficult the battle has been on them personally. Their focus is on how they're going to survive caregiving.
Yeah.
Now, an advantage, martyrs often get help more quickly, taking respite often and hiring aides early in the diagnosis. The disadvantage is people hate to see them coming.
Yep, here they come. So what about this one? Rambo.
Okay.
The Rambos tackle the diagnosis head on. They read everything they can find. They go to a slew of doctors, trying every treatment, both traditional and experimental. They often know more about the illness than the doctors and the nurses that they meet. And while being proactive in their approach to the disease, they also tend to assume no one else is as well-versed in the disease as they are. So the advantage, they usually find the best treatment available for their loved one and make good patient advocates. The disadvantages, they can become so convinced their research and care is the right path that they make negative judgments on anyone who chooses a different treatment option.
That can be a tough one sometimes. How about Alice in Wonderland? Poor Alice, she's been totally blindsided by the diagnosis and has no idea what to do or where to turn. She spends a lot of her time crying and in a general state of panic. She wants someone to give her definite answers to impossible questions. Her least favorite answer is everyone with Louie is different. She doesn't want to hear that. She wants to know exactly how long it will be before her loved one will need care and how long before they pass away. The advantage there, people tend to take pity and offer help. The disadvantage, the Alice caregivers suffer a great deal of stress.
Yeah, and that's a very common one and very, very hard to see, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're to the ostrich.
Okay.
Well, while no one actually has ever seen an ostrich stick its head in the sand, it's a common misconception that will work here. The ostrich caregiver chooses not to think about the future. Their motto is to take one day at a time, and they say little things like, "I'll cross that bridge when I come to it," when asked how they're going to provide the future care. They tend to ignore stories from other caregivers about progression of the disease, and they're convinced that their loved one will not get as bad as others, and they live in a world of denial.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Scarlet in Gone with the Wind, "I'll think about it tomorrow," that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the advantage, ostriches have lower level of stress at first because they don't focus on the future. And the disadvantage, they're often caught off guard as the disease progresses because they have no plans for future care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the author ends with, "I feel as though I'm an expert on this topic for one basic reason. At different times in my husband's illness, I've been each one of these caregivers. Sometimes I go through all the roles in the course of one day.
Wow.
There are times when I think I'm going to personally whip this illness, and others when I feel like I have no clue. There are moments when I can't believe how tough my life has become, and other moments when I decide to back up and let nature take its course.
That sounds very human, doesn't it? And as caregivers, we have to accept that fact that we're human, and we do some things right, and we do some things wrong, but in the end, there's a reason the person in our care is called a loved one. We love them, and we're doing our best.
Yeah, and we ask, you know, those listening along, how about you? Did any of those caregiver types sound familiar?
I think
a lot of them do.
Yeah, so it is amazing to look at it from the perspective of a caregiver going through that journey. And if you need more information about caregiving, our website is northiowasagelink.com, and it's available 24 hours a day for questions and suggestions about caregiving.
It's that easy.
Yeah, there it is.
Lark, great to see you this morning. Thanks for stopping
by. Thank you.
Lark Trigstad with this week's Caregiver Quarter, brought to you by SageLink.